Of those on board, only Nathaniel and I had gone to sea before. Now, even Caleb's stout men struggled with the return to land, staggering across the uneven sand as they hauled the mending machine and the crate of spare parts Kara had insisted on bringing. Nathaniel's father gaped at them.
"What are those? Is it wise to haul so much over the mountain pass when we need to travel fast?"
"It's wise and many times more," I said. "This cargo will bring a better life to our people." His eyes widened when, last of all, the crew lowered the opaque black cube to the beach, its bits of lightning flashing inside like a captive storm.
"What is that?"
I smiled my I-know-the-answer smile and patted the cube, causing a familiar tingling on my fingertips that traveled to the roots of my hair. I fought off the urge to don the white bonnet and commune with my wise friends, to share with them my excitement at returning home. Too hard to explain, but you'll see I'm right in time. What we've brought back from the distant shore will change our world.
"I hope you're right," he said. "We can use some good news."
Good news. An image flashed in my mind of a grinning Thomas sitting by the pond and playing his flute. "But what of Thomas?" I said, more insistently than before. His chin dropped to his chest, and he stared at his boot tops.
"We'll talk later, once you're safe and in your mother's arms. Then she and I will sip hot tea by the fireplace and share the sad news, as we once told you about the teaching your father and I endured."
I opened my mouth to speak, but before I uttered a word, distant thunder rumbled from the gathering storm. I spun around to look. The massive bank of clouds was rolling toward us from far across the sea, letting loose a flurry of lightning bolts as if probing every nook and cranny of the waves, searching for our long-lost innocence. In a dozen seconds, their resulting claps boomed and dwindled to a faint but angry echo, followed by silence. Without another word, Nathaniel's father trudged off, his shoulders hunched like one close to defeat, yet with some fire still burning inside. Seabird scattered before him as he headed back across the cove to the start of the notch through the granite mountains, and beyond it to Little Pond, my home.